University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Todd Starnes here. Hour three of the show. Great to have you with us, folks, wherever you might be across this great fruited plain of America. Wow, we have a great hour of conversation coming your way. Your telephone calls as well, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I'm glad we've got Senator Bill Cassidy on the Liberty University Newsmaker line because, you know, he's a doctor, too. And I've got some questions I want to ask him about this China virus. Dr. Cassidy, hope you're doing great, and great to have you on the program.
Hey, Todd, thank you for having me, brother. You know, you got a great radio voice. I don't know when you developed that, but it's pretty good. So, well, anyway, just a compliment.
You're kind of, you know, this is the voice the good Lord gave me. A lot of people ask, did you go to radio school? I'm like, no, this is it. You know, this is what I do.
Your destiny is in your DNA, and God bless you.
You know, Senator, we've been hearing from Dr. Fauci, and he's saying that now, you know what, we may need to wear goggles in addition to the face mask, and in addition to the goggles, we may need to wear some sort of a face shield. And I was reading a story yesterday about the LSU Tigers and how the football players are really struggling with the equipment they have to wear. They just can't even breathe out there on the football field.
Yeah, so obviously we are working to how do we safely reopen our economy. Todd, we hope there's a vaccine in the fall or winter. We don't know that. We may have to live with this virus for another year or year and a half. If that's the case, we better figure it out. So I think that's what we're doing. Just spoke to a doctor friend of mine, ear, nose, and throat. Now, he always wore a mask seeing patients. But if you think about somebody looking in your throat, he's looking in your throat. His eyeball is right next to you. He ended up getting COVID, I'm sure, because people breathed on him. And even though he was wearing a mask, it still, you know, somehow infected him. He's a guy and the type of a person that would probably want to wear goggles. But walking down the street, you know, and the breeze is blowing 5 miles an hour and you're staying 6 feet from each other, that's not going to be important. We need to figure that out because we cannot keep our economy shut down for a year and a half. We got to figure out how to reopen while we keep people safe.
Yeah, but they are doing it, and I get it. You know, again, you know, everybody, you know, likes to make fun of New York City and Los Angeles. But the reality is a lot of those restaurants that are shut down, they get their seafood from Louisiana fishermen. You know, there's a lot of resources, you know, so it impact what happens in New York impacts people in Louisiana and vice versa.
You're telling me, man, I got good people, shrimpers, who can't sell their shrimp because they sell them to restaurants. We're trying to get it where they can go in the farmers to family program. Right now, pork can, but shrimp can't. In Louisiana, shrimp is cheaper than pork. So, and frankly, in Louisiana, we'd rather have shrimp. we're in this together, and we got to figure it out because as a nation, we can't stay locked down for another year and a half.
Senator, what are you hearing from your constituents in the Bayou State? I mean, you know, our flagship station is in Memphis, Tennessee. We're up the river from you guys. People here are struggling. What's happening in Louisiana?
I would say that same thing. Beautiful. A young man with two young sons from my church came up to visit, and he's going through Washington to visit some friends with his sons, and he lost his job. Good job, white-collar job, but there's been so much of a decrease in contracting and work, and he's lost his job. Now, you know, he's going to land on his feet. He's trusting God. On the other hand, he also says, you know, I was living a lifestyle, the house, the car, et cetera, of the income that I expected with my educational experience and background. And now we have to adjust. I think that story is being told across the United States. So if I got a theme today, Todd, how to figure out how to reopen and reopen safely as soon as possible.
Any idea when that's going to be? There's been a lot of conjecture that it's going to be the day after the election.
Well, you're right. Some of the policies the Democrats are proposing clearly are counterproductive. They're counterproductive for the families. They're counterproductive for our economy. And you know they know it. Every one of them understands that liability protection for employers is important. But I'm not sure how many votes it's going to get when it gets to the floor from the Democratic side of the aisle. So policies they know that are essential, I'm not sure that they are going to support, which is unfortunate. This is not about the next election. It's about the family right now who's struggling with this coronavirus. So if I keep my focus on the family, I'm doing my job. If we can do that, we'll get there and hopefully bring people along in the Democratic Party.
Is the White House doing a good job from using your experience and expertise as a physician, as a doctor? Is the White House doing a good job managing this health crisis?
So they are doing a good job. I'm sure they would agree it could have gone better. But it's always easy in retrospect to say that things could go better. It's harder when you're in the fog of war, so to speak. And this is the public health equivalent of war to make sure that you have everything right. So Congress, working with the administration, has put out there hundreds of millions of dollars to implement testing and testing strategies, attempting to get labs to gin up, if you will, their number of tests that they run, and to implement the contact tracing that would find out if somebody goes to a choir practice and 20 people get infected, somehow that you understand that event and you notify those that might be exposed. And that's the first major event that happened in Seattle, by the way. A choir practice in 20 years, you know, maybe it was 12, but some large number of people at the choir practice got exposed and infected. And but it's a partnership. If the federal government does all that it can do, but people back home don't wash their hands, don't sneeze into their sleeve, don't wear masks when they're around people, are casual about interaction, we're not going to get a control on it. It's really all of us together. So, Todd, I wear my mask, I sneeze in my sleeve, and I wash my hands. And by doing so, I'm saving a life. And it is a privilege to save a life.
Well, Dr. Cassidy and Senator Cassidy, do you anticipate a time in the future where we don't have to wear a face mask?
Well, for the moment, we're going to. If there's a vaccine and if people take the vaccine, then, you know, if you got the antibody, you don't need to wear a face mask, which is fantastic. But we're not close to that yet. And it could be as much as a year off before we have a vaccine. We hope sooner, but we don't know that. So I'm the sort of guy that prepares for the worst and hopes for the best. And so I'm just kind of psychologically telling myself, I'm getting ready so that I can help open my economy and my state and my country as soon as possible, and I'll do whatever I need to help that happen.
So we're talking, I mean, if you're saying a year off, I mean, we're talking about a year and a half because we're, 6 months into this. I mean, that's a long time, Senator.
It is. Now, we hope to have a vaccine available and distributed by the fall or winter, but that is not a guarantee. And so in the meantime, you know, Ronald Reagan said the tenets of conservatism were to individual responsibility, limited government, and free markets. Well, the individual responsibility is kind of where we are right now. In the meantime, we hope that markets can encourage the production of an effective vaccine. And he said limited government, not no government. So we are going to need a distribution of that vaccine. But right now, Todd, it is you and me doing our best to save our neighbor's life.
No, and I think the average American, I think the average conservative understands that, and they're doing their part. But again, we've gone from, you know, let's flatten the curve to, you know, let's wait for a vaccine. I think a lot of people are going to be pushing back on that, Senator. I sure do.
So I'm thinking we can't just wait for a vaccine. We got to figure it out now. We need kids back in school. You're only 6 years old one time in your life when you learn everything just by encountering it. Six-year-old brains are wonderful. Todd, I wish your brain and my brain learned like theirs do. If they miss out on a year of school, that year is gone forever. They lose, we all lose. So I'm a big believer we have to safely reopen schools as one example. But you reopen the school, and all of a sudden now mama can go back to work. Mama can go back to work. She has a little extra money. She's purchasing more, and that economy begins to go once more. So I do think we need to start unlocking this, using our testing, using our strategy, using our personal responsibility to save lives and to get our economy going. So much depends upon it. And by golly, isn't it a blessing that we have the privilege to help save a life?
Look, and don't get me wrong here. I might sound dejected, but I honest to goodness appreciate what you're saying. And we should have Republican leadership saying what you just said and preparing people for how long this could be. Because this 2 weeks, well, let's wait another month, and let's wait another month, and it's going to be gone by summer, and now it's worse. That's freaking people out. And I think if we can say, well, you know what, it may be a year off, at least we have some concept in our mind, Senator, of what we have to prepare for.
Absolutely. And first, never bet against the United States of America. And some people may dispute this, but Romans 8:28 is one of the guiding verses in my life. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And if we as, and now I'm going to speak as a believer, if I as a believer just trust that this is going to work for the good, in the meantime, I do my part. I treat my neighbor as I would ask my neighbor to treat me, and I do my best, then we're going to come through this. But let's have a sense of perspective. Are we really not going to educate children from March of this year until August of 2021? Not an option. Particularly for kids from less advantaged backgrounds whose parents have to work, maybe don't have Wi-Fi, don't have a computer. But for all kids, if you're 5 years old, it helps to have a teacher instructing you. If you can homeschool, God bless you. But a lot of parents don't have that luxury, if only because they have to work. So we got to reopen our economy. We got to reopen it safely. And we got to gird up our loins, and we got to prepare for it. That's my message.
All right. Well, Senator, we're going to have to leave it there. Always good hearing from you, and be safe down there in Louisiana.
Hey, Todd. Thank you, brother.
All right. Senator Bill Cassidy, he's also a gastroenterologist serving the great state of Louisiana. I got to tell you, I mean, I appreciate what he said, that, and I suspect this is what people are talking about up on Capitol Hill, that this thing could be another year. We could be a year off from getting a vaccine, a year off from getting life back to what it was, back to normal. I mean, you heard me ask the question, is there going to be a time where we can walk around without having the face burqa on? But the, you know, again, Republican leadership, they've got to stop this. Well, you know, it's going to, you know, give it another couple of weeks. You know, we're beyond that now. And I'm not sure, again, and I appreciate the fact that we, you know, he mentioned a year, that it could be a year off. We hope to get a vaccine by the fall or the winter. But even by the winter, we're talking about a year. That is a full year. How many of you are going to be able to survive your businesses? How many of your businesses are going to be able to survive if we're shut down for another year? So we're talking about a year and a half. I'm telling you, when you go to the supermarket, you need to put some canned goods into your cart. Just stock up your pantry. Make sure that you are prepared, because I don't think this thing is anywhere near over. And I do believe the next step will be the food shortages. And we already got a taste of that early on in the process. You remember the long lines, people going to the food banks, your grocery stores. There were a lot of empty shelves. You gotta get ready now. Get ready now while your stores are stocked with food. No need to panic. Just be prepared. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, that's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
America's only fair and balanced talk radio host, Todd Starnes.
I want to explain to you why my name is not on the list of potential moderators for the debate. And it has nothing to do with, you know, softball questions. The reality is that, you know, I just call it the way I see it. And I think that that sort of bothers people within the Republican circles and the conservative circles. Because I just, you know, it is what it is. This is my opinion. I don't read off of the talking points. And I'm telling you, folks, if that is the messaging that we're getting, what you just heard from Senator Cassidy, if that's the messaging of the Republican Party for the election, then the Republicans are screwed. Because there's no way the American people are going to wait another year for a vaccine. And the broader issue here is, what if you don't want the vaccine? What if you refuse to take the vaccine? What then? Are you going to be isolated? You know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. So I'm going to take your calls to this. Now, a lot of you are fired up on our Facebook page. Earl says, Todd, this is the reason Republicans are going to lose the Senate with this kind of messaging. Connie says, your message stinks, Senator Bill Cassidy. Todd, you need to get people on your show who know the research and the true nature of the virus. Well, Connie, I hear what you're saying, but this guy is a senator, a Republican senator. And you folks need to understand what your party, and I suspect many of you are Republicans who listen to this show. This is coming from the Republicans, folks, not the Democrats. All right, let's get to the phones. Angela, listening to us from beautiful Pensacola, Florida. Angela, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Thank you for having me on the show today. I'm a former county GOP chairman out of Tennessee. I now live in the beautiful state of Florida in Pensacola. And I just wanted to make some comments that were very concerning to me, quite alarming, actually, from Senator Cassidy. The GOP leadership needs to take a stand now about opening our country back up. We cannot stand to have our country shut down for an additional 18 months. It's not an option. Our country will not survive this.
Angela, you know what I heard in that? I heard a defeatist attitude in what the senator said. I mean, there's no way this country is going to be able to survive a year and a half shut down. I mean, I don't know where these people, you know, I asked the senator, and Angela, here's what I want you to do. I want you to hold on through the break, and because we're going to talk about this. We're going to open up the phone lines. But you heard the senator say that the restaurants, the fishermen in New Orleans and Louisiana are suffering because of the shutdown. That's only going to get worse. Angela, hang tight. I want to finish the conversation. 844-747-8868. Senator Cassidy, a Republican, says we could be shut down for another year, folks. What do you say to that messaging? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Wow, he lit a fire under a lot of you folks, and the phone lines are lighting up. And we've decided that we're gonna blow out this segment. We're gonna take your calls and talk about this issue. And I want to ask you a question based on what you heard from the senator. He says vaccine possible by the fall or the winter, but it could be a year off. And he never really did say quantifiably when we would be able to get back to normal, not the new normal, but when can we stop wearing the face masks? And he didn't say. And I'm wondering, based on what you just heard, is that a winning strategy for Republicans? 844-747-8868 is our number. Now, Angela from Pensacola, who told us that she is, oh, and I know Angela, she was in charge of a county Republican Party in Tennessee, now living in Pensacola. And Angela, you got a problem with what the senator had to say.
Yeah, I certainly do. He gave a lot of he gave a lot of excuses and a lot of answers for the Democratic Party. He didn't give any action plans how we can get Americans back to work. He didn't mention how we can treat this illness, how we can get people better. He didn't talk about prevention other than wearing a mask. People don't want to be sheep. They want to be treated for their illness. They want to take the medication that's available, that's being banned across the United States right now, that the president wants people to get in their hands so we can get Americans back to work. We're going to suffer an economic crisis if we're not careful here, far further than what we're already experiencing. Mom and pop businesses need to open their businesses. Corporate America needs to be back to work.
Yeah, Angela, I'm concerned about the economy part of it. I just read an email I got. I'm on one of the radio industry trade email newsletters, and iHeart is reporting that their revenue is down 49%. You know, this is the nation's largest chain of radio stations, revenue down 49%. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to drive around town, at least here in Memphis, Tennessee. I personally can see the numbers of signs going up in the windows saying going out of business, for sale. And I suspect it's the same thing in city after city, including Pensacola.
It is. It's a frightening predicament that we're in. And I really feel like the Democrats don't want people to be treated. They want to keep people home. They want to keep people silent. They want to keep people in their homes, and they
right,
want.
But Angela, wait a second. Yeah, we know that. We know that's what the Democrats want. What about the Republicans? And the problem here is the mixed messaging from the Republicans.
Well, the Republican leadership needs to take a stand because the time is now. They were elected
right.
to represent people. More Republican leadership has been quiet. They're not standing up. Their voices aren't being heard. And they're not being good leaders, in my opinion. You have a U.S. Senate candidate, Dr. Manny Stassi, who has actually said on air that Dr. Fauci needs to be fired. Why are no other people saying this? Why is he the only one? Because we need help here. The GOP leaders need to stand up. The time isn't 8 months from now. The time is now.
Look, I'm with you, and you're right. Dr. Sethi on this radio program said very clearly what many in Republican leadership refused to say. And by Republican leadership, I'm thinking about Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. And Angela, I hate to say this, but I almost forgot McCarthy's name just a second ago because you don't hear from the guy. I mean, where are these leaders out there saying we've got to open everything back up, we've got to get back to work? And it's a fair question. But Sethi is one of the few people out there willing to say what needs to be said. And again, he is a trauma surgeon from Vanderbilt University, so he knows what he's talking about on medical issues. Angela, thank you for the call. Thank you for holding on through the break. Let's go to Central Arkansas. Steve, listening to us on KARN. Hi, Steve. What's your take on what the senator had to say?
Well, it's pretty well.
Oh, I think we lost Steve there. Steve, give us a call back on another line. You're kind of popping in all over the place. Let's go to Virginia. Evans is listening to us on our great affiliate in Lynchburg, WLVA. Hi, Evans. What's going on? Oh, and we lost Evans. So all of a sudden our phones went flippity flop, as they say. But, folks, look, the Republicans have a messaging problem, and I will just throw this out there for you. I think President Trump wants his country to get back to work. I'm not too sure there are people in his administration that do. And I think that's why we're hearing this mixed messaging. I mean, the president is a straight shooter. If the president comes out and says, and again, maybe he's been fed this information. He's been fed the information about this virus early on when he said, you know what, we just got to flatten the curve. It's going to take a couple of weeks and then we'll be able to get back to normal. And the virus, it's going to be over and done with by the spring or the summer. The president didn't just come up with this. This is the information that he was told by the experts. That's why he has experts there. And clearly, the medical experts don't have a clue what's going on. Not a clue. All right. I understand we have Evans back from WLVA in Virginia. Evans, what do you think about Senator Cassidy?
Well, I was listening, and I think it's a shame. I honestly think it's a shame. We have these senators with our country. If they don't stand up, America has fallen. We have these senators, and I'm not a white American. I'm an American of color. I love my country, and I love my flag. I'm a veteran, Air Force veteran, a Liberty graduate, and I love my country from a child. And I have to say this about it, that America needs to open up now. They don't need to figure out why and how they need to open up, because the Democrats, the only thing they're doing is trying to, they don't care about the country being destroyed. They want a one-world government. They want a socialist communist government. And there's no reason for, just locally, a fellow just said the other morning on radio that that he worked with the school board, and he's supposed to be some minister around, he's a part of the school board, and that he voted to keep the schools closed. And I said, that hurts my heart, because I've worked with the schools, and just coming back from over the summer, the students lose so much. It's an intentional plan to for destruction. And they don't care who they hurt, they just want power. And we as a people better wake up, and the time to fight is now. And I mean, and seriously, we got Joe Biden decomposing before us, totally a racist in everything he says. And as you can see, that nobody does anything. And the Republicans don't speak up, just like this governor in Virginia, all the things that he said. Even Democrats said he needs to go. No Republicans speak up. What a shame. What a shame, what a shame, what a shame.
Well, no, it is a shame, Evans, and you're right to be upset about this. I mean, Biden is, you know, they're out there trying to convince you that Donald John Trump is the racist. So the guy doesn't have a racist bone in his body. Meanwhile, the nominee of the Democrat Party, Joe Biden, is a flaming racist, and we know that because of the language and the hate and the vitriol coming out of his mouth.
Right. And then like for the Duke of the Klan Party, he, you know, gave the eulogy for him, and that's the person they look up to, and the black people won't wake up. And this Black Lives Matter is the biggest joke. We got criminals. The question I want to ask you is, if someone is aided and abetted in a crime, aren't they liable for the crime?
They are indeed.
Well, these governors and these mayors, these Democrats, they are aiding and abetting the crime to let these people go out and burn and attack our policemen and everything that we're doing. If the president don't speak up, and this Fauci, Judicial Watch, they had an article. If you look it up for the July article, he is in with the One World Health Organization. It's the plan where the Muslims and the Chinese, and they have gotten together with China, and they're trying to overthrow our country. And these people out marching and everything are being paid. They planned this. And
well, Evans, if I didn't know better, based on everything we now know, and again, I've been telling folks for well over 6 months that this thing is going to last at least 2 years. And you just heard Bill Cassidy. I mean, if his predictions are correct, he said we could be, I mean, it'll be a year and a half. Folks, I'm telling you, if I didn't know better, I would say there is a flat-out attempt to stage a revolution, a bloodless revolution in America, and a takeover of American government. But I got to tell you, if that's the message for the Republicans heading into the presidential election, we're all in big trouble. All right, look, Evans, got to run. Thank you for the call. Hang in there. I mean, we're in this fight together. And, you know, like Angela said, you know, this is a disappointing message to hear from a Republican. But we're not talking about one of these Northeastern, you know, Rockefeller Republicans. We're talking about a guy who just got elected to the U.S. Senate from Louisiana, for crying out loud. 844-747-8868. Are you buying into this? A year off from getting back to normal? Gotta wear that mask? Would you take the vaccine? If they force you to take the vaccine, are you going to take the vaccine? 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
is an interesting story out of San Francisco. Remember a couple of months ago we told you that San Francisco was putting homeless people and the drug addicts into hotels, including many of the fancy hotels. And any hotel that refused to participate, like the Ritz-Carlton, they were going to name and shame. Well, here's the story out of San Francisco. Police apparently have found a meth lab in a hotel that was rented out by the city to house frontline workers and homeless people. So, wow.
I'm stunned.
I didn't see that coming.
That's just what we need right now.
So, you know, and by the way, it's not like they can just, you know, get a big, you know, Glad bag and, you know, hefty and just put all the meth stuff in. No, they got to, like, I mean, it's a huge process of decontaminating the hotel.
Yeah, it gets in the floor and the walls.
Oh, it's terrible. Terrible. Well, yeah, I hate it for you folks, but that's there you go. You will like these Democrats. What do you expect? Good for the Ritz-Carlton. They said, yeah, we're not doing that. Go ahead and name and shame us. We don't care. I'm glad to hear that. I love that. I've actually stayed at that hotel, the Ritz down in downtown San Francisco. Beautiful place. All right, let's go to the phones. I think we've been able to get Steve back from Little Rock. Hi, Steve. Are you with us?
Hi, Todd. You got me now?
Oh, loud and clear, Steve.
Good, good. I'm wondering why the Democrats even want Joe Biden to win the presidency. It seems like to me they're a lot more successful with Republicans in power.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Joe Biden may just mess things up for them. I mean, they're doing pretty good with the Republicans holding the White House and the Senate. I don't know why they'd want to mess up a good thing, do you?
You know, Steve, I think of nothing else. The president's legacy, when it's all said and done, is that he will have taught a good many Republicans how to find their backbone and how to fight. Unfortunately, many Republicans in leadership don't know how to fight. They don't have a backbone.
Well, I'm not seeing any evidence of it except from him, and I'm getting worried that they're converting him. He's not converting them. Because he hadn't put up much of a fight on this COVID deal.
No, and he hasn't. And that is puzzling to me. And my only theory, and it's just a theory, Steve, is that the president's getting either bad information from the experts or he's getting a mixed message from the experts. And one or the other, but it's leading to a lot of confusion. And you can't have Mike Pence or the president going out and saying, yeah, this thing's going to be over in the summertime. And yet here we are. And, you know, we're heading into the fall.
I'll tell you the problem with his experts, Todd. They're swamp rats. You can't get good advice from people that have worked for the government for 50 years. You're going to have to go out and get somebody that's not, hadn't been corrupted by Washington.
Steve, I'm afraid you may be right there. And honestly, I think there are some people in the president's administration, Jared Kushner comes to mind, who are not conservative, who are not Republicans, and they are simply in the White House because they are, you know, in-laws. I mean, that's, you know, it's the reality of it. And I'm not quite sure the president is being well served by Jared Kushner.
If you look at this whole COVID incident, the only good success stories that have come out of it is when he's worked with private business. Anything he tries to do with the government, they're going to blow it up on him.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Steve, thank you for calling back in, and thanks for listening to us. We appreciate our great affiliate there, KARN. Let's go to Morehead City, North Carolina, the talk station. James, what's on your mind?
How are we doing, guys? Well, the senator's wrong. That's all there is to it. We need to stand up. We need to get back to work. I mean, my family has not stopped working, so I'm keeping my son and I busy doing electrical work. We're running around. We're hooking up generators. People are spending money on this country. Yes, we are wearing masks when requested to, but other than that, nobody's worried about that out here right now. And I'm sorry. This is just wrong. The Democrats, the Republicans that aren't standing up and fighting for the right things and getting this country back to work, I'm scared to death that my grandkids aren't even going to be going to school this year because of what's going on. This is ridiculous.
Your governor, yeah, well, your Democrat governor, again, delaying that, was it phase two that you guys are in? So you're right to be concerned about that.
It's square zero. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, the children need to be in school. They didn't get taught right the last go around. The seniors got robbed, as far as I was concerned. I mean, everything that's supposed to happen when you're a senior in high school, it didn't happen, which is wrong. And now they're going to do this again? We're going to start this all over again? Ridiculous.
Well, again,
come on.
James, I hear your frustration, and elections have consequences. What can I say? I mean, and this, you know, North Carolina is a great example of a conservative state that went blue only because of all of these Northerners moving down into the Carolinas. So they not only moved down south, but they brought their politics with them. And they're trying to turn places like North Carolina, which was a rock solid red state, into some sort of a southern version of New Jersey or New York. And it's not going to work. But it is working right now because people aren't getting out and engaging the political process. Folks, you got to get out there. You got to vote. But I'm James, thanks for the call, by the way. We're running up on the top of the hour here. So, folks, we will continue the conversation tomorrow. Hang tight. Do not be discouraged. Hope is out there, folks. It truly is. Get out there. Have a great day. This is the Todd Stern Show.